Chapter 12. The End of the Monster. I moved towards the sound of his voice, but he disappeared into the dark shadows.
What happened to me? After my father died, I could not do anything. Sometimes I dreamed about my younger days. I was walking in lovely green fields with my friends. Then I woke up, and I was alone. I was in a small, dark room. I thought it was a prison, but it was a hospital. People thought that I was crazy. So I was kept alone in a small room in the hospital for many months. I thought about the monster. He was still free, somewhere in the world. I wanted to find him. I needed my revenge. I went to the police. I know who my wife's murderer is. I know who has destroyed my family, I told them. Do not worry, Mr. Frankenstein, the judge said in a kind voice. We will try to find the murderer. We will do everything that we can. Please listen to my story, I said. It is very strange, but it is all true. I then told him about the monster. I told him all the facts in a calm voice. The judge listened to me. At first he seemed surprised but interested. Then he looked at me in horror. I thought that he did not believe me. I want to help you, he said slowly. After I finished my story. But this monster is stronger and more powerful than a human. We cannot follow him across glaciers and mountains. It is impossible. And we do not know where he has gone now. The murder happened a few months ago. I am sure that he is near my house, I replied. If he is in the mountains, you can search for him like an animal. But I see that you do not believe me. If we find this monster, then we will arrest him for his crimes, the judge said.